please have a seat, and I'll have brief comments. We have indeed had a busy week, perhaps an eventful one, an exciting one. It's really the only thing I could think of to do that would get Britney Spears off the front page of the newspaper was that announcement. But I want to say what a privilege it is to be with you, and certainly I appreciate Dan's leadership of the chamber, focused on a host of issues, understands the direct link between improving and our transportation system and building new roads and highways and bridges and economic development and job creation. And I want to commend Dan and the chamber for what they are doing in your state capital today to make Missouri a better place, an even better place to create jobs and opportunities. Last week, I was very pleased to report that the state of our state is strong and indeed getting stronger. Today, I'm pleased to report that an improved transportation infrastructure is indeed one of the reasons for that enhanced standing. In my annual address, I took a special note of the character of Missourians, and the character of Missourians is unchanged from what it was a century ago, really unchanged from those settlers that came to our state, those faithful, hardworking settlers that made Missouri a land of great promise and recognized the potential of our state. Missourians are famous for asking the ultimate question, does it work? We're not easily impressed by rhetoric, and we want to see results. I was able to talk in the state of the state about some of the results we've been able to deliver across the board, fixing the budget. Over 4 years, we'll have increased education funding by $1.2 billion, creating Missouri Health Net to guarantee access to primary care for those Missourians that truly do need assistance from their fellow citizens, and Missouri Health Net is going to be a great success, really providing good, high-quality primary care to Missourians that are in need of help. The nearly 90,000 jobs that have been created in response to lawsuit reform and workers' compensation reform and the other improvements we've made since January of 2005. And just to demonstrate my commitment to job growth, think of all the political consultants that will be employed now by this herd of gubernatorial candidates. So we'll continue to see, I think, a strong job growth in our state. Missourians deserve, and they obviously want, a government that works in all areas. And that is exactly what I've strived to provide, and I know that's what MoDOT has been working to provide since January of 2005. Before I took office, of course, you all know that our state's highways and bridges really were crumbling. Over 87% of Missouri's roads were in less than good condition. Our highways were bad for Missouri farmers who needed well-maintained, safe highways to get their goods to market. It was bad for Missouri businesses and job creators. And most importantly, it was bad for Missouri families. And I am thrilled with what has been accomplished with the current commission and the new and Director Ron's leadership. The Smooth Roads Initiatives finished a total of 2,200 miles of smoother and safer highways. Today, 74% of Missouri highways are in good condition. That's a dramatic turnaround. And Missouri roads are demonstrably safer. They're demonstrably safer than where we were before. And the statistics on that are indeed compelling. MoDOT has worked, for example, on simple measures to improve safety. They've installed guard cables on interstates to prevent crossover accidents, created rumble strips and reflective markers to help alert drivers veering off course, and of course, smooth pavement to prevent accidents caused by poor roads. And again, those measures are indeed working. Just one example, over the last 4 years, MoDOT has worked to install cross cables between the lanes on Interstate 70. Cross median fatalities on Interstate 70 dropped from 24 to just 2, a dramatic, dramatic difference. Last year, we led the nation, again, with Director Ron's leadership, led the nation in improved highway safety. Statewide, traffic fatalities are down about 15% since 2005. This month, MoDOT, of course, announced the next step, the Better Roads, Brighter Futures Initiative, which will bring 85% of Missouri's major highways up to a good condition by the end of 2001. This proactive approach works for Missourians. Last summer, I was able to sign legislation that will lead to the upgrade of approximately 800 Missouri bridges. Before our plan, it would have taken nearly 20 years to make those necessary repairs and upgrades. with our innovative plan, upgrades will occur in 5 years. Again, really accelerating work that needs to be done to improve our transportation system. Working with MoDOT, we are indeed delivering better roads, and we're doing so efficiently. Missourians expect, and they really deserve, maximum value for their tax dollars. As governor, I've certainly worked to eliminate waste in state government, and we've done so successfully. Indeed, we've eliminated hundreds of millions of dollars in waste in state government. State government works for the people, not personal injury lawyers or bureaucrats. It needs to work for the people. And it's the Missouri taxpayer who deserves to benefit from our state government and our state's efforts. This August, the Reason Foundation released some great news for Missouri taxpayers. We moved from 39th to 17th in overall performance of our highway system as compared to other states. Again, from 39th to 17th in overall performance of our highway system. And just as impressive, we ranked third in the country in overhead efficiency. And again, that is a direct result of Director Ron and his team's leadership in the Department of Transportation, ranked third in overhead efficiency. That means we came in with the third lowest administrative cost per mile of highway. That's something, I believe in measuring things. When you measure things like that, you see that there are indeed results. And again, we're seeing great efficiency within the department. MoDOT has a record of accomplishment over these 4 years. I certainly look forward to working with Director Ron this year to have another successful year for MoDOT, and also beginning that discussion about how we move forward to further enhance and improve our transportation system. I certainly want to again thank you for inviting me to be here, but also thank all of you for attending, demonstrating your passion for improving Missouri's roads and highways and bridges. Is certainly an act of good citizenship. So thank you for being here. Thank you for ensuring that in your state capital, we remain focused on improving our transportation system. And I wish everybody the best for a very productive and good conference. Thank you.